Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about why I bought a car in England, even though I don't live there.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So let's talk about the car then. So we got to England, and one of the most incredibly frustrating things was trying to refurb a house without a car. It is by far one of the most frustrating things you could ever do. And for the first couple of days, we didn't get anything done. You forget stuff, you need stuff, we just didn't get anything done. And I'm like, oh, I just can't cope with this. So we went out and we bought ourselves a Peugeot 207 SW, which is basically like it's like an estate car for Lego people. It's a really small estate car, but it's so good. In the back of that car, we put fridges. I say fridges, one at a time. We put mattresses. We did some tip runs. It's a brilliant car. So £30 a year, car tax, £450 insurance. I put a full tank of petrol in at £83. I've still got half a tank left, and I've been driving it for about 7 days actually. So we actually bought this car, and one of the things I've been really kind of toying with is when I go back to the UK, I stay in hotels, and it can work out to be really, really expensive. And it's been really bothering me as we're spending all this money on hotels. You know, if it's £600 for 10 days, I could put about £600 and buy some shares, why am I paying hotels? And we went through this idea of, do we even buy a little camper van, a stay in the camper van, and then we can drive it around. And then it's like, where do you keep it? Because the camper van's quite big, and all this extra stuff. So in the end, we bought this little car, and then we came up with this idea that actually, I can just go back to the UK whenever a property comes empty, live there for a few days, do it up, and do viewings. Most of the time we get other people to do the viewings anyway, but it allows me to go over, meet people, have meetings, stay somewhere for free and that kind of thing. So that works really well. But it was driving me mad not having a car. So in the end, we bought this car. It's £2,500, 92,000 miles on the clock. It is an amazing little run around. In the past, I used to have a Mazda 6 estate. Love estates. I've had a Volvo V90, is it? Loved that estate. I've had a Nissan X-Trail, which is what I'm actually driving here in Spain right now. But the problem with all those cars, insurance is sky high. Tax on that Nissan X-Trail is a 2.2-litre diesel, right? Quite efficient, actually. I think this is a 2.2-litre diesel, 2-litre diesel, whatever. Really efficient car. £350 car tax. Ah, I'm too tight for that. £30 car tax. Now we're talking. So we actually bought this little car. I phoned my mum and dad, can I just keep this car on your drive? They're fine with it, yeah. And actually, if they weren't fine, I've actually got a 2-bed flat which has a car parking space, and the current tenants are not using that car parking space. And actually, what I'm going to do is, when those tenants move out, which will be this summer actually, I'm actually going to rent that property without the car parking space. So I've got somewhere to park it in Leeds city centre. So I've got best of both worlds. So I can just leave it in the city centre. So if I've got city centre flats, I can just walk to it. And when I get off the aeroplane, I get the train to Leeds. As usual, I'll find to Manchester, get the train to Leeds. I walk from Leeds to the flat. I go and get the car, go pick it up. And I've got somewhere to keep it in a central location, or I can keep it at my parents on their drive. So it actually works really, really well. And so, I know it sounds really weird, Dan, why have you got a car when you don't even live in the UK? But I needed something. A couple of years ago, as you may know, I used to fly back over to the UK to see my kids once every 2 weeks, twice a month. I'd literally spend 10 days every month in the UK because of the kids anyway, and then that all changed. But I actually maintained a full house. It cost me about £2,000 a month in missed rent. We used to have a house with a TV license and Wi-Fi and council tax and gas, water and electricity. And that house now today we'll probably get about £1,400 a month for. So that, you know, we used to have a car. We used to have everything that you would need. We would buy clothes and toys for the kids, and they would have their own bedroom, even though I lived in Spain. So that's what we used to do. We got rid of that quite some time ago, which was a really good move, by the way, and I should have done that earlier. But not having a car when I come over just drives me absolutely insane. And of course, in summer and in winter, we do. We come over. We come over anyway. So then wifey has her car from her parents. They've got a little Toyota Aygo just sat around waiting, so she can use that. So then I've got my own car as well. It is a game changer, obviously, because the boot space just makes a massive difference. It always confuses me, you know, like one of my handymen, you know, his car broke down. He's like, I'm going to get a new car. I'm like, you go get something like if they don't have a drive for saloons. I'm like, buy an estate car so you can dump a load of stuff in the back. I don't know why we don't do that. Every property investor should have an estate car of some kind. And if you want to go down a cheap route, there's a Peugeot 207 SW, nice little thing. I mean, it's tiny. I get there, you know, compared to this. I get there and I feel like you don't need a security line. Just pop it on a keychain and hang it off your belt. It's that smaller car. But it actually fits loads of stuff in the boot. And it's such a game changer. Whizzing around Leeds. I probably got a ton of speeding tickets, by the way. it just seemed to... it's 1.6 diesel, but it's nippy as hell. It's just top speeds. It's a bit of a lag when you put your foot down. The top speeds are quite slow as well, which is a good thing for me, because I just whiz around everywhere. But I've probably got a ton of speeding tickets away. But it is absolutely a game changer, just having a car. And so that, my friends, is why I decided to have a car in the UK. I've been getting a few questions. Dan, why have you bought a car? I just wanted to explain that. All right, we'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latter. Have a good day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.